弟兄姊妹们晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我们再来翻开一处圣经，我们很熟悉的帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to the chapter that which we are all very familiar with, that is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们从16节读到24节。
Verses 16 to 24, that's what we will be reading.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
十六到二十四节。
Verses 16 to 24.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论。但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事都要禁戒。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless.At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.
这句话弟兄姊妹都非常的熟悉。
Brothers and sisters, as you know this passage very well,
这是帖撒罗尼迦前书到了最末了保罗所对着帖撒罗尼迦教会所讲的这一段话。
This is what Paul said to the Thessalonian church at the end of the epistle 1 Thessalonians.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗 写给教会最早写的一封书信。
We know 1 Thessalonians is the very first epistle that Paul wrote to the churches.
如果我们从使徒行传16章17章的背景，我们就知道保罗在什么情况底下写这一封的书信。
From Acts 16 and 17, there we can sense what is the very background that Paul wrote this epistle, during what circumstance.
我们都知道保罗、希拉、提摩太因着马其顿的呼召，他们头一次把福音带到欧洲。
We know that Paul, Silas, and Timothy brought the gospel first to the Europe and according to the calling of the Holy Spirit.
他们在腓立比那里就遇到了逼迫。
At Philippi, they were persecuted.
他们被下到监里面。
And they were thrown into prison.
但是圣灵做奇妙的工作，叫地大震动。
But the Holy Spirit did this marvelous work, which shook the whole earth.
然后监门都打开。
And the door of the prisons were slung open.
锁链都震断。
And all the chains were broken apart.
然后守监牢的狱卒说：“哎呀，这次没有命了，他要自杀，免得连累他整个家族。”
And the jailer thought, "I'm going to die," so he thought of committed suicide in order not to trouble his family.
那保罗说：“你不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
And Paul told him not to hurt himself because we're all here.
然后这个狱卒就把他们带到家里，然后他们一家都信了。
And the jailer brought them to his own home and his whole household believed in the Lord.
然后奇妙的神叫他们得着释放。
And this amazing God simply set them all free.
然后从那里他们下一站就到了帖撒罗尼迦。
And from there their next stop is at Thessalonica.
他们一连三个主日在犹太人的会堂那里本着圣经来说明基督必须受害从死里复活，这个基督就是 耶稣。
And on the following three Sabbaths, they preached that according to the scriptures that Jesus has to suffer first, and this Jesus being persecuted is the Christ.
然后在当时就有很多的希腊的妇女，很多人信了主。
And at that time, many Greek women, many people believed in the Lord.
那犹太人他们妒忌，就怂恿这些人又起来来反对保罗跟他同行的人。
Jews being jealous of Paul stirred up all the multitude to rise and to oppose Paul.
我们知道，就是帖撒罗尼迦教会是在这种艰难的情况底下开始的。
So we know that the Thessalonian church started in this very difficult circumstance.
就开始了对这些信徒的人的逼迫。
And also the persecution toward all these believers started too.
然后保罗跟他的同工们就被帖撒罗尼迦弟兄们暗暗地把他们救离了帖撒罗尼迦城。
And Paul and his co-workers were being sent off secretly away to another place.
书信里面就看到保罗几次想回去看望这些弟兄姊妹。
And in Paul's epistles, we see that many times Paul wanted to go back to visit these brothers and sisters again.
但是好像都受到拦阻。
However, it seemed that he was hindered.
所以他后来就派提摩太去看望在患难中的教会。
Later, he sent Timothy to visit all the brethren who were in persecution.
那提摩太回来的时候，保罗在哥林多，提摩太就告诉说，哎呀，那些弟兄姊妹虽然在艰难的里面，但是他们仍然能够站立得住。
And Timothy returned from his visit and told Paul, who was at Corinth, saying that even though all those brethren were in suffering, but they were able to stand still.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有可不可以想象当时这些的情况？
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you could imagine that scene then.
你看初期教会
at the early churches,
住过几个礼拜，传过福音，教会建立起来。
After several weeks, and the church was established.
然后教会受极大的逼迫。
And the church was immediately persecuted greatly.
要逃跑了。
And at this time, all the apostles fled.
但是你看到他们仍然，你看这个书信里面特别讲到，他们仍然能够在信心、爱心、盼望上成长，在主里建立的稳固。
But according to the Thessalonians, all these brethren were still able to grow in faith, in love, in hope, and being established in the Lord.
所以你就可以看到初期教会弟兄姊妹所接受的这些的带领跟环境，其实我们跟他们相比，我们比他们应该环境好太多。
So comparing to them, the leading and the teaching of those brethren at that time are much worse than what we have received nowadays.
保罗都不能够去看望他们。
At that time, Paul wasn't able to visit them.
就写了帖撒罗尼迦前书去安慰，去激励他们。
Therefore, Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians to comfort them, to spur them on.
那我们看，稍微看一下。
So let's consider the epistle.
他怎么样去安慰这些在艰难里面的弟兄姊妹呢？
How Paul comforted all those brethren in difficult situations.
我们在前书这简短的五章里面，我们特别是从每一章最后的那一段，我们看到保罗用什么话去安慰、去勉励他们呢？
In 1 Thessalonians, there are five chapters, brief ones. Now, we will consider at the end of each chapter, what are the words that Paul used to encourage them.
特别是在前面几章，你就看到保罗一直在这里提到一件事，就是强调基督的再来。
Especially in the first few chapters, Paul here time again emphasized one thing to the brethren, that is the coming again of our Lord Jesus.
第一章，如果我们从第九节下半章里，就是说保罗就提到他们不单离弃偶像归向神， 侍奉那又真又活的神，并且这说等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Chapter 1 verse 9 the second part, and how the Thessalonians turned to God from idol to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这里一开始第一节目就是说他们你们是怎么样等候神儿子的降临。
Here at the very beginning, the verses tell us they are waiting for the coming of his son.
到第二节末了的时候
At the end of the second verse,
19到20节那里说
Second chapter,
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
Verse 19 of chapter 2, For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.
又提到说主耶稣来的时候你们能够站立得住。
Once again, Paul mentioned that when the Lord comes again, you will be able to stand.
你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的希望。
You are our glory and joy.
所以我们就看到，保罗一再的用着主再来，叫弟兄姊妹能够站立得稳，成为他们的激励。
So again and again, Paul uses the Lord's second advent as a point to encourage the brethren and to help them stand fast.
那到了第三章末了的时候
At the end of chapter
3, 12, 13节
verse 12 and 13,
第十节那里说保罗昼夜的切切的祈求
Starting from verse 9, Paul says he prays night and day, praying exceedingly.
那第十二、十三节说又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心都能增长充足如同我们爱你们一样好使你们当我们的主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备
Verse 12 And may the Lord make you increase and bound in love to one another and to all just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
在这里再一次说保罗昼夜的切切为他们祷告。
Here once again Paul says, night and day, he prayed exceedingly for them.
就是主耶稣祷告什么呢？就叫你们当主耶稣带着众圣徒来的时候
What did Paul pray about? He prayed that when the Lord Jesus comes with all his saints,
说你们能够心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
You will be established in your hearts, blameless in holiness.
然后第四节，第四章，特别是讲到说啊，那如果这样的话。那在主里面睡了的人怎么样呢
Chapter 4 especially speaks of those who have already fallen asleep in the Lord. What about them?
那主说在主里面睡了的人他们必先复活、啊、
And Paul says those who have fallen asleep in the Lord will rise to life first.
所以保罗就用这样的话他们彼此劝慰互相建立
With these words, Paul wants them to exhort and edify each other.
所以到了第五章末了的时候
Again, toward the end of chapter 5,
在这里就更清楚地在那里提醒他们应该如何的警醒、谨守、等候主的来。
Even more explicitly, Paul here tells them they should watch and be sober and waiting for the Lord's second coming.
彼此劝慰，互相建立。
They should comfort one another and build one another up.
到了第五章最末了的时候
So here, when we come to the end of chapter 5,
我们都很熟悉的五章二十三节这句话
We're all very familiar with 5:23.
就是说 这位赐平安的神亲自使你们能够全然成圣。
Now may this God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
然后又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣降临的时候完全无可指责。
May your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这些话我们好像很熟悉。
It seems that we are so familiar with these words.
但是这些话是不是成为我们的激励跟安慰呢？
But have these words become our encouragement, become the spur that forges us on?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天的日子，你说跟帖撒罗尼迦教会的日子有没有相同的地方呢？
Brother and sister, do you see any similarity between those days and our present ones?
弟兄姊妹，今天是什么样的日子呢？
And also, brothers and sisters, what are the days we're in today?
弟兄姊妹，是不是也同样在受逼迫的底下呢？
Are brothers and sisters also persecuted in the same circumstance?
好像外面的环境不一样。
As though our circumstances might be different.
但是如果你真是要做一个敬畏神的人。
But if you truly want to be one who fears God.
你真是要做一个圣洁的人。
If you really want to be a holy one.
你活在一个全然成圣的光景底下。
If you truly live in this situation that you're wholly sanctified.
你睁眼看看周围的环境。
Open up your eyes and look around you.
或者我们睁眼看看我们这些年轻弟兄姊妹。
Open up your eyes and look at the circumstances that face our young people.
你不光是在美国，甚至在台湾都是这样。
Whether you're in Taiwan or in the States.
当你们的孩子在学校填表的时候，不需要再填父亲是谁，母亲是谁了。
When your kids are filling out forms in schools, they don't have to specify who your father and your mother is anymore.
你就变成 parent one.你是双亲一，他是双亲二。
The form always indicates parent one and parent two.
啊，你说这有什么这有什么不得有什么奇怪呢
？And you ask, what's the big deal, strange about this?
这里面是在做一件事情，是在反对神。
Let me tell you this. Within all this, there is this force that's against God.
填性别的时候
，When you fill out your sex，
不是两个选择，男或者女。
No longer are two choices for you。
有人告诉我，现在开始这个表格是男、女、男变女、女变男，还有一个是没有决定，我想做男就做男，想做女做女。那个英文叫什么字？Right。
And in the forms, it's, you no longer have two choices only. Now you have male, female, male turn to female, female turn to male, and the other one is undecided yet, which means whichever sex you want to be.
这里说是，这个是讲什么？
So here, what does this tell us?
神所定义的我不接受。
It simply says that what God has wills for me, I do not accept.
我想做男的，现在是男的。我明天想做女的，我明天是女的。
Now today I'm male, but tomorrow I want to be a female.
你说在这种环境底下，神的儿女今天，你能够全然成圣，照着圣经的话，当主耶稣再来的时候无所指责吗？
Now, in an environment like this, children of God, do you think you'll be able to be, as the Bible says, when he returns, you are completely sanctified?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天你要知道我们是在，在哪种环境底下我们生活。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know under what circumstance that we are in,Today and we live under it.
跟当时帖撒罗尼迦教会受逼迫的情况，他们是外面的逼迫。我告诉你，这些的逼迫不亚于当时的问题。
Now, the Thessalonian church is under the outward external persecution, but today our persecution is none less than that in those days.
如果我们没有听到神的话,
if we have not heard the word of God,
神的话说他亲自要使我们全然成圣。
His word is that he himself will sanctify us completely.
他愿我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
And he wants our whole spirit, body, and soul be preserved blameless.
在我们主耶稣降临的时候完全无可指责。
We should be completely blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他怕我们信不过来还加上24节。
And it seems the Lord feels that we cannot trust him enough, so he asked verse 24.
说那招你们的原是信实的，他必成就这事。
Faithful is he who calls you, he will bring this to pass.
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们的救恩是这种完备。
Brothers and sisters, you see our salvation is so full and complete.
我们在主面前，我们活的那个地位不能有任何的摇动。
The very position that we have before the Lord should never be shaken at all.
主说他是圣洁的。
The Lord says he is holy.
所以说人非圣洁不能够见主。
And the Bible says, unless the person is holy, he cannot see God.
我们不能够与属地的事情我们在那里妥协。
We shall never compromise with earthly matters.
他说叫我们全然成圣，叫我们不能够俗普通跟世人一样。
We should be completely sanctified. We should not be earthy, and we should not be like the rest of the world.
他说他救我们，救我们到底。
The Bible says that he will save us to the very end.
所以我们实在知道，主耶稣在创世以前，在基督里面拣选我们，使我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，这些事情是不能有任何的。
We know God has chosen us before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus, and this very matter can never be compromised.
我记得14年我在成名会的时候跟弟兄姊妹讲到神的帐幕在人间。
I recall that in 2014 that I shared with you on the tabernacle of God among men at the MDR.
神的旨意不单叫我们得救，他要与我们同住。
God's will is not only for us to be saved, but that he wants to dwell with us.
然后说他们要做神的子民。
So that we will become his people.
神亲自与他们同在。
God himself will be with them.
做他们的神。
And be their God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够跟神的性情有任何的不一样。
Brothers and sisters, our nature should not be any different from that of God.
所以他要救我们，要我们能够全然成圣。
So God wants to save us to the point that we will be completely sanctified.
我们要给磨成神儿子的形象。
And we will all be molded into the very image of the Son of God.
所以他救我们，不但是救我们的灵得救。
So he not only saves our spirit.
叫我们重生，叫我们得生命。
To give birth to us again and to give us life.
当我们得救的时候，他恢复了我们灵的功用。
But also, at the moment of our conversion, that he has restored the very function of our spirit.
叫我们的灵
so that our spirit
得到得救的地步
could be saved.
然后救恩又临到我们的魂
and again, he will save our soul.
借着基督的十字架
through the cross of the Christ.
叫我们救人与他同死。
So that our old man would be crucified with him.
今天活着的不再是我。
Therefore, it is no longer I who live.
在我们里面活着。
But Christ lives within us.
就洁净我们的情感，洁净我们的意志，洁净我们的心思。
So he will cleanses our will, our emotion, and our thoughts.
叫我们整个的魂，让他在那里充满我们。
As to our whole soul will be filled up with him.
我们这个人愿意减少，愿意他 在我们里面显。
So that we're willing our whole being decrease and He increases.
当我们愿意与他合作的时候。
When we are willing to cooperate with Him,
我们用着我们自由的意志，不是勉强的。
And this is from our free will, not being at compulsion.
那是爱的经历。
Because the compulsion, encouragement of God's will, love.
我们将身体献上当作活祭。
We present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们身体就能够活出遵行神的旨意来。
Then our bodies are able to do God's will.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的拯救是这样的清楚。
So, brothers and sisters, God's salvation of our whole being is so clear.
那我们要怎么样活出来？
Then, how shall we live it out? Live it out this complete salvation.
其实我就加后书，前书第五章十六、十七、十八这三节，弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉的。
So Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, 18, brothers and sisters, I know you're all very familiar with them.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这是神的旨意在我们身上通行的。好像是一条路。
This is actually a way through which God's will be done in us.
或者是活在神旨意里面，神儿女们那个生活的见证。
Or to say this is the testimony of God's children as they live in the will of God.
或者是说，在末世，在磨难的日子，神的儿女们能够站立的稳。唯一的一条路。
Or to say this is the only way in which that in end times that the God's children in difficult times in persecution will be able to stand firm.
你要活出来，在一个常常喜乐、不住祷告、凡事谢恩的这个光景里面，这个见证当中。
You have to live in this reality, this testimony in which you rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and giving thanks to God in all things.
或者是说，如果你不这样活的话，
Or I could say this way, if you do not live out in this way.
或者你不能够过出这样的生活的样式的话，
Or to say you're not able to carry out this pattern of living.
神的旨意好像就没有办法在你身上得着成就。
Then it seems that God's will is not able to be done in you.
因为他说这是神在基督里面向你们所定的旨意。
Because the verse said, this is the will of God in Christ for you.
所以在这里讲到好像我们要做这三件事。
So here it seems that we have to do these three things.
但是我们做得出来吗？
But are we able to carry it out?
常常喜乐
Rejoice always.
凡事谢恩
Pray unceasingly and in everything give thanks to God.
你做得出来吗？
Are you able to do it?
我们基督徒是要做吗？
Is it that we Christians have to do all these things?
今天我们多少时候我们是凭着根据外面的环境来生活。
Today, so many times we live according to the all external circumstances.
我们受外面的事情的支配。
We are at the disposal of all these outward matters.
我们一受这些环境的影响，我们马上就怎么样？失去喜乐。
Whenever we're influenced by these outward circumstances, right away we lose our joy.
很多时候我们在教会里面，你看到有很多头痛的事情。
And many times in the church, you witness all these headaches.
所以我实在有的时候我说，哎，这些做psychiatrist 的，或者是做这些心理学的counselor 这些人，我看他们是很痛苦啊。
So many times I think those who are psychiatrists or those who do psychological counseling, it must be very tough for them.
因为别人的垃圾都照在他们的 心头上，对他们诉苦啊，讲这些。
People throw out their garbages upon them and telling them all their problems.
但是我们在教会里面呢，有时候啊，遇到的这些的难处啊，可能比这些人还多。
But actually, in the church, sometimes the problems we encounter are actually more than those problems.
因为来到教会里面的人都是罪人。
Because all those who come to the church are sinners.
你知道这个罪人聚在一起啊。
And as you can see, when sinners come together.
你知道这个导出来的东西也都是苦的。
So you know, whatever this gathering brings out is bitterness.
但是多少时候你看到很多服侍主的人。
So many times you see those who serve the Lord.
特别是年长的一些年长的弟兄。
Especially those elderly brothers.
你如果你跟他们接近一点，你说很多人打电话给他们都是在那里诉苦的。
As you are, you're able to come close to them, you would know that all those who call them are to complain.
而且你又发现年长的弟兄们，他们有时候身体也还是有很多的毛病，其实有很多的痛苦。
And then you also see that these elderly brothers, they themselves have their own problems and even physically frail.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
我们就发现这些年长的，他们从人的角度来讲，好像是不容易喜乐的。
But very amazingly, from man's viewpoint, these people should not be able to rejoice all the time.
但是你看到他们都是好像走进来摇摇晃晃的啊，但是里面带着心中的喜乐来聚会。
As they walk unsteadily, but they seem to be filled with inner joy.
他们身体的力量不够，但是他们尽他们所能，最希望来聚会，来看看弟兄姊妹。
Physically, they are not able to do many things, but they do whatever they could. They want to come to see their brothers and sisters.
那个秘诀在哪？
So what's their secret?
刚才我们唱过那首诗歌581首。
The hymn we just sang, 581.
我是非常喜欢这首诗歌。主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。
I personally love this hymn. Lord Jesus, I long to live in your presence.
我相信这个秘诀就在这里。
And I believe this is the secret.
今天我们是活在谁的面前？
Today, whose presence do you live in?
我们是活在环境底下吗？
Do we live under circumstances?
我们是受外面的事情支配呢？
Are we being controlled by external matters?
我马上就会失去喜乐。
Right away, you will lose your joy.
你看不到有什么事情叫你喜乐。
Because you could not see things that could make you joyful.
但是的话告诉你是叫常常喜乐。
But the Lord's word says that rejoice always.
但是主的话写得很清楚，在腓立比书四章第四节说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
But the Lord's word says so explicitly in Philippians 4, it says that rejoice always in the Lord.
英文讲得很清楚，是在主里面常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在腓立比书三章第一节讲得更清楚。
Chapter 3:1 says even more clearly.
所以弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要喜乐。我把这些话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却为妥当。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe.
这里说这些话，中文说对你们是妥当，英文说对你们是一个保护，因为有的翻译说是 safeguard， 是对你们说这个叫你们常常行乐，对你们是一个保护。
Some translation says, rejoice always is actually a safeguard for you.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
喜乐成为一个保护。
Joy now becomes a safeguard.
刚才告诉我们说我们在哪里行了、
Where did we read that says that we should be rejoice?
你在主里行
了。In the Lord rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们回到一个很基本的一个属灵的学习。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we come back to a very fundamental learning.
我们一直学在主里，在主里，在基督里。
That is, in the Lord, in Christ.
什么叫做在主里？
What does it mean to be in the Lord?
我自己的领会就是说，当你让主做主的时候，
My personal take is when you allow the Lord to be the Lord,
你就在主里。
You are in the Lord.
在这个范围的里面，你让主做主。
Because in this sphere, you make the Lord your Lord.
你让他做主，
you let him
你不是自己做做主。
Be your Lord.Not you yourself.
你不是叫世界牵着你的鼻子走。
You're not at the, at the disposal of the world.
你不叫环境牵着你的鼻子走。
You're not being led away by your circumstances.
你那个时候就是在主里，对不对？
At that time you're in the Lord, right?
你让主做主嘛。
This is very simple, simply let the Lord be your Lord.
在今天我们多少时候是活在自己的里面。
Today, so many times we simply live in ourselves.
多少时候我们是活在环境里面。
So many times we simply live in under circumstances.
活在我们的重担里面，我们的事工里面。
So many times, again, we live under our burdens and live under our own works.
所以我们失去喜乐。
Therefore, we lose our joy.
我告诉你，不喜乐的时候是个最危险的时候。
Let me tell you this: when you're not joyful, this is the most dangerous time.
你不喜乐的时候，也是你灵里面最软弱的时候。
When you are not joyful, this is the very time that you are the weakest in your spirit.
所以主的话说，你们要常常喜乐。
Therefore, the Lord's word says, "Rejoice always."
说，我写给你们这个。常常喜乐成为你们一个保护。
Paul says that I write to you, rejoice always, let it be your safeguard.
也就是说，当你失去喜乐的时候
，That is to say when you lose your joy.
那你就想了一个警报。
And here actually is a warning.
我最近买了一个韩国车。
Recently, I purchased a Korean car.
这个玩意儿很多，我一千请命啊。如果旁边有车，它就叮当叮当在叫。
It has a lot of safety on equipment built in. So if I'm closer to another car, then you could feel, you could hear this sound beeping up.
如果我要倒后，哎呀，我太太在后面走，它就会叫啊。
If I'm backing up my car and my wife is walking behind the car, and you could see the car makes noise.
这个是什么？成为一个保护，对不对
？All these are safeguards.
今天主说你们要常常喜乐。
Today the Lord says rejoice always.
这个喜乐要成为你一个保护。
And this joy will become your protection.
换一句话说，当你不喜乐的时候。
To put it in another word, that when you're not joyful.
这个警报就响，你在哪里？你现在不在主里面。
And it is simply a warning to you that you're not in the Lord.
你活在自己的里面。
You're in yourself.
你活在环境的里面。
You live under the circumstances.
你活在甚至你觉得一些的服侍的里面。如果你没有在主里面，你是活在这些重担的里面。
Sometimes even you're serving, but if you do not live in the Lord, you live in all these burdens of yours.
弟兄姊妹。今天你活在哪里
？Brothers and sisters, today where do you live？
我们喜欢主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。
Lord Jesus, I long in Thy presence to live。
在早晨，在晚上，只有一世间。
From morning to evening, my one world Thou are。
啊，这个英文讲的比较清楚。我们这个中文说。或早晨，到晚上，应该的意思说，我只有一个世界，你就是我的世界。是，我想这个是英文的意义。
As the English says that from morning to evening, I have only one world.
这个世界是谁呢
？And what is this world?
英文是说
，Thou are you.
是你。
You.
我一天，我的世界。 我只有一个世界。
Every day I have only one world.
你是我的世界。
You are my world.
我是活在你的跟前。
And I live in your presence.
不让我心快乐，若我在爱慕或感觉或思想无你的事物。
Oh, let not my heart be contented or rest when loving or seeking what with thee does part.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道这首诗歌的 背景吧。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, you all know about the background of this hymn.
如果你知道我就不讲了。如果你有没有不知道我稍微讲两句啊。
Is it most of you know this? If not, I would just very briefly mention it.
这里告诉我们这个是 Lady Powers Court 写的。
Here it's written by Lady Powers Court.
如果你现在去 Dublin 的话啊，就是去都柏林爱尔兰的话，你还可以去这个 Powers Court Garden。
Today, if you go to Dublin, you can still see this Powers Court Garden there.
2006年我陪着江弟兄去那里走过一次。
2006, I accompanied Brother Stephen Kong to go that place.
那个地方是弟兄会。的弟兄们常常在那里聚集的地方。
That's the place where the brethren often gather together in.
是一个很漂亮，现在还是很大的一个。
It's a beautiful, spacious garden.
这个 Lady Powers Court, 她23岁就做个寡妇。
Lady Powers Court became a widow at age 23.
是一个贵族，所以她是也。接受了很多的遗产。
Because she was a lady, so she received a lot of inheritances.
后来她就跟弟兄会的弟兄们在一起来服侍。
And then later she served together with all the brothers from the Brethren movement.
然后跟达比弟兄是一个非常接近的同工。
And she was very close with Brother Darby and worked closely with him.
后来两个人谈婚论嫁。
And later on, they were about to get married.
但是当他们祷告的时候。
But when they prayed for this.
但是扎比弟兄就觉得他当时跟现在的交通不一样，他多半都不在家，东奔西跑，在各地来传主的话。
Brother Darby felt...At that time, she had to travel all over the world to preach God's word.
他们祷告就觉得他这样如果跟他结婚，对姊妹是非常的不公平的。
And as they prayed about this matter, Brother Darby felt this is so unfair to Lady.
因为他不愿意
Powers Court
继续侍奉神，而辜负了这个Lady Powers Court。
Because he felt that he should not shortchange Lady Powers Court because of his services.
所以他就得到姊妹的谅解。
So he had an understanding from the lady.
就停止了这一段令人羡慕的一个 relationship.
So he stopped this relationship which is envious to most of the people.
所以达比以后一直也没有结婚。
And Darby remained single from then on.
独身到老。
And he kept celibacy until he was old.
然后姊妹当然心也受过很大的打击。
Of course, this was a big blow to Lady Powers Court.
但是因着这样的一个关系，就写出了这首诗歌。
And because of this, that she wrote this hymn.
你看诗中好像感觉到他因着受打击而产生心中的一个真空。
It seems that you could sense the vacuum, the void of Lady Powers Court after the setback.
但是他只有主能够填满他。
And this void can only be filled by the Lord.
他说当叹息挣不尽眼泪流滴滴主擦干我眼泪平静。
So here she says, Sighing or weeping encompasses me. Lord, still all my sighing and wipe every tear.
她是这样活在主的跟前。
It's in this way she lives before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们失去喜乐，是因为我们没有活在主的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, today we lose our joy is simply because we do not live in His presence.
有的时候我们很忙。
Sometimes we're so busy.
今年初我在香港的时候。
At the beginning of this year when I was in Hong Kong.
因为香港这些弟兄们的效率都很高的啊，办事都是很有效率的。
Brothers in Hong Kong do things so effectively.
所以一天早上，因为时间很忙，我就约了八点钟。跟一些教会的负责弟兄一起吃早餐，有一点交通。
One day I was very busy, so I made an appointment with all the responsible brothers of the church to have breakfast at 8 a.m.
他们都很准时的，所以他们八点钟来hotel接我，我早两分钟到楼下等他，这是他一定准时来的。
Because they were all very punctual, so maybe just two minutes before I went downstairs to be ready to see them.
但是我等了十分钟，他还没有来。
And then I waited another 10 minutes, they still didn't show up.
我里面就失去了喜乐。
And right away, I lost my joy.
这些人这个这么紧张，约了这么重要的弟兄，我时间这么紧张，你怎么迟到呢？
I was being on such a tight schedule, and I had made appointment this very important meeting with all the brothers and sisters. And why is it you guys are late?
突然之间，我里面有个感觉。
All of a sudden, I have this sensing within.
因为那天早上。我就想到这首诗歌。
Because that morning I thought of this hymn.
我说主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。
Lord Jesus, I long in thy presence to live.
我觉得哎呀，早上跟主交通实在是非常的美好，但是时间很短，我马上下楼去等他们了。
That morning I had such a wonderful fellowship with the Lord, although short, I had to rush downstairs to meet them.
说我再给你十五分钟。
So Lord reminded me that now I give you another 15 minutes.
活在我面前 ，enjoy 跟我的这个 fellowship，
downstairs,
难道不好吗？
Enjoy the fellowship with me and living in my presence. Isn't that good?
我马上在主面前认罪悔改。我说主啊，感谢你给我叫这个弟兄迟到，你叫我能够与你活在你的跟前，有一点交通。美好的时光。
Right away, I repented and confessed my sins. I said, Lord, thank you. You now give me another 15 minutes so that I could have this wonderful fellowship living in your presence.
我那个失去喜乐是因为我活在事工的里面。
That day, I lost my joy because I lived in my own works.
主马上提醒我。
Immediately, the Lord reminded me.
我马上满了喜乐。
And right away, I was full of joy.
我看到这个弟兄，我虽然没有告诉他，我说我谢谢你迟到。
When I saw the brothers, although I did not tell them that I thank you for being late.
弟兄姊妹，很基本、很简单的属灵的学习。
Brother and sister, this is a very basic and very fundamental learning in the Lord.
主耶稣告诉我们说。要常常喜乐。
Lord Jesus tells us that rejoice always.
你活在我的跟前，
live in my presence and be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们活在主的跟前，
if we live in the presence of the Lord,
如果我们与主有接触的话，
if we have this close encounter with Him,
不管外面环境怎么样，
regardless of the outward circumstances, inwardly you will rejoice.
所以大卫曾经说过，说神的旨意通行在哪里，哪里就有喜乐。
So Darby once said, where God's will is done, there is joy.
基督是我们的喜乐。
Christ is our joy, right?
所以玛利亚说，我先尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
So Mary says that, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit has rejoiced in the Lord, my God.
同样，大卫也讲过一句这样的话。
Now, likewise, Darby also says this.
他说这个痛苦啊，是一件好东西。
Anguish is actually a good thing.
Sorrow is a good thing.
Sorrow is a good thing.
And makes God a more abundant source of joy. 他说痛苦是一件好事，能叫神变为更丰富的喜乐源头。
Makes God the more abundant source of our joy.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候一些的难处逼我们来到神的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes all these hardships force us to come to God's presence.
叫神能够成为更丰富喜乐的源头。
So God will become this even more abundant source of your joy.
关于属灵的事情，
As to spiritual matters,
真正喜乐实际的果效，
The true efficacy of real joy
是倒空我们自己，轻看我们自己，
Simply to empty out yourselves and look down upon yourself.
多少时候我们失去喜乐是因为我们太看重我们自己。
So many times we lose our joy simply because we look so heavily upon ourselves.
我们太看重我们的感觉。
We so stress our own feelings.
我们太抬高我们这个人。
We too highly exalt us, the human beings.
当我们回到主面前的时候，
As we come back to the Lord,
当我们与主有交通的时候，
As we fellowship with Him,
我们里面就有喜乐。
Within us, there is joy.
而且这个喜乐是没有人能够夺取。
And this joy can never be taken away from you.
这个喜乐是没有事情可以把这个夺取的。
Nothing can rob you of this joy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有了这样的喜乐的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we have this kind of joy,
这个喜乐能够成为我们的力量。
This joy will become our strength.
多少时候我们软弱是因为我们不喜乐。
So many times when we are weak is simply because we are not joyful.
因为我们活在外面的人里面。
Because we live in external beings.
自己的里面。
To live in your own being.
不然的话，
Otherwise,
环境可能很恶劣。
The outward circumstance may be very adverse.
我们很熟悉的哈巴谷书三章十七十八节，你们不用翻，我读给你们听。
And this verse we're very familiar with, that is Habakkuk 3:16 and 17.
哈巴谷三章十七十八节。
Habakkuk 3:17 and 18. You don't have to turn to the pages, but I will read them for you.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
他怎么能够喜乐呢？
How could he rejoice?
祸不单行啊。
It's a double whammy.
但是他说，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
But he said, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
为什么？
Why?
因为他不是活在环境的里面。
Because he does not live in circumstances.
他不是活在自己的里面。
Nor does he live in himself.
他是活在主的跟前。
Instead, he lived in the presence of the Lord.
我们因谁而欢心？
We are joyful by whom?
我们因谁而喜乐？
By whom should we joy?
弟兄姊妹，如果你因地上的事物而喜乐的话，我告诉你，这些事情都会过去。
Brothers and sisters, if you are joyful because of the earthly matters, let me tell you this, all these things will pass away.
这些事物都不能持久。这都不能够持久。
All these things cannot endure.
只有当我们抓住我们的主，活在他跟前的时候。
Only when we grab hold of the Lord and live in His presence.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of this?
神最爱的是谁
？Who said the Lord loves?
最爱的是谁
？Who is that the Lord loves so dearly?
我听说你们这里前两个星期有一个很好的 wedding.
I was told that 2 weeks ago there was a very good wedding here.
啊，我相信这个很多这个小女孩呀、啊、最喜欢去 wedding。
I believe that young girls just love to go to weddings.
啊，很喜欢看到那个漂亮的新娘。
Because they love to see the beautiful bride.
我想 Rebecca 那天一定非常漂亮。
And I suppose that Rebecca was very pretty on that day.
不单只是跟着她，因为你们喜欢，不单是因为她漂亮，你喜欢她的。
Now you love her not only because she's beautiful.
而且你觉得她是一个蒙爱的女孩。
But because you feel that she is the beloved one.
她得到一个这么好的白马王子这么爱她。
Because
so, 都很羡慕,
she has now had this Prince Charming who loved her so much.
但是我告诉你,
But let me tell you this.
达比说, 她说我最近有一种说不尽的喜乐。
Darby says that recently I have this infinite joy.
就是我一想到我自己竟然成为主大爱的对象的时候。
Because the moment I think that I myself should become the very object of God's great love.
我就衷心觉得不配。
Within my heart, I feel I'm so unworthy.
他说我曾努力地追求去爱主。
I once strive to love the Lord.
当然这个是没有错的。
Of course, this is good. This is right.
但我一想到他爱我的时候。
But when I think of that, he loves me.
我就一直活在一个永流不断的喜乐跟平安里面。
I continue to live in this unceasingly a flowing love and peace.
他说这是一个顶深的事情像江河一样。
This is such a profound matter as profound, deep as rivers.
所以你们不要羡慕不需要羡慕 Rebecca.
So you don't need to admire Rebecca.
因为主爱你啊。
Because the Lord loves you.
你想到主爱你。
Whenever you think of the love God has for you.
我们这些老头子你发现主也爱我啊。
Not only the young girls, just an old man as I am, the Lord loves me too.
弟兄姊妹当你想到你是主爱的对象的时候你马上就不能够不喜乐好像江河一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, the moment you think of you are the very object of God's love, then right away you have to be joyful, just like the unceasing flowing of the rivers.
所以常常喜乐。
Therefore, rejoice always.
第二点
Second point,
不住的祷告。
Pray unceasingly.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是你们最基本都学过会讲的一些道。
Brothers and sisters, all these are the teaching most fundamental which you have been taught.
但是我实在觉得在我们这末后的日子我们要行在神的旨意里面
but,
我们要回到这些基本的功课上。
I truly feel that in this end time for us to walk to do God's will, we have to come back to these very fundamental lessons.
Oxford Chamber, 那个你们都很熟悉的啊，这个他那个 Almost to His Highest 里面有一段话。
And this Oswald Chambers, whom you are very familiar with, the book he wrote, My Utmost to His Highest.
他说，我读一段话给你们听啊。
I will read an excerpt, excerpt from this, his book.
他说我们对于祷告的观念我们对他的观念会影响我们对祷告态度的正悟。
We think rightly or wrongly about prayer according to the conception we have in our minds of prayer.
我们若是如果我们看祷告如胸中的呼吸如心中的血液这就对了。
If we think of prayer as a breath in our lungs and the blood from our hearts, we think rightly.
血不停地流呼吸也不间断。
The blood flows ceaselessly and breathing continues ceaselessly.
我们虽不自觉，它却一直在运行。
We're not conscious of it, but it is always going on.
耶稣使我们与神联合，我们未必时常感觉得到。耶稣使我们与神联合，我们未必时常感觉得到。若我们顺服他，就知道他实在是时常如此。
We're not always conscious of Jesus keeping us in perfect joint with God, but if we are obeying Him, He always is.
祷告不是一项活动，乃是生命。
Prayer is not an exercise, it is the life.
当心那些阻碍随时祷告的东西。
Beware of anything that stops ejaculatory prayer.
不住祷告，要保持赤子般的，像就小孩子的般的习惯，随时在心中向神祷告。
Pray without ceasing. Keep the childlike habit of ejaculatory prayer in your heart to God all the time.
弟兄姊妹，这些的话，我想弟兄姊妹很多灵修都读过。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you have read about all these words in your devotions.
这里特别告诉我们说，祷告不是一个 exercise, 不是一个活动，乃是生命。
He specifically mentions that prayer is not an exercise, but is life.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得祷告是你生命的一部分吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel praying is part of your life?
不住的祷告。
Pray unceasingly.
就是好像我们看祷告如呼吸，如心中的血液不同的流，呼吸不间断这样。
We view prayer as the blood flowing unceasingly and as breathing continuously.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做活在主跟前？
So brothers and sisters, what does it mean to live in the presence of God?
什么叫做活在主面前？
What is called living in His presence?
什么叫做活在人面前？
What is it to live before man?
你如果你是根据周围的环境而做决定，
If you make your decisions according to your surrounding circumstances, you live in the circumstances.
你活在主的跟前。
But if you live in the presence of the Lord,
这里说你活。
Here it says live.
你是根据你的触觉、你的视觉、你的思想。
You live according to your sense of touching, your seeing, and your thoughts.
你还是根据你跟神的交通。
Or you live according to the fellowship with God.
活在主跟前的人。
He who lives in the presence of the Lord.
是活在祷告。
Lives in the presence of prayer.
借着祷告
through prayers,
我们 connected with 我们的主。
We connected with our Lord.
今天很多年轻人到一个地方不能上网， they're not connected, 他就浑身不自在。
Today, so many young people go to places where there are Wi-Fi, so they're not themselves.
弟兄姊妹。但是我们基督徒呢？我们不能够上网，我们好像还活得很开心。
What about us Christians if we do not have internet?
我的意思上网，就你不要跟神连接上，好像你还觉得很自在。
I mean, a lot of times that we are not connected to God, but it seems that we live so at ease with ourselves.
活在主的跟前是活在不住的祷告。
So, to live in the presence of the Lord is to live in prayers continually.
他说祷告不是一个活动，而是一个生命。
He says prayer is not an exercise, but it is the life.
祷告到一个地步，好像我们呼吸一样。你不知不觉的，他说我们跟主的联合，好像我们有时候不自觉。
Prayer to such an extent is unconsciously you are always connected with the Lord, just as breathing.
他说耶稣使我们与神联合，我们未必时常感觉得到，若是顺服他，就知道他实在是时常如此。
We are not sometimes conscious of the union between Christ and us, but if we obey, then we know that we are always living in his prayer.
神要我们喜欢祷告。
God wants us to love to pray.
神要我们觉得祷告是一件最快乐的事情。
God wants us to feel that praying is the most joyful thing.
神要我们觉得祷告是个最轻松的事情。
God wants us to feel that praying is the most easy thing.
是个最自然的事情。
Most natural thing.
是最甘甜的事情。
The most sweet thing.
弟兄姊妹，这才是我们正常。
Brothers and sisters, this should be our normal living.
不住的祷告是我们一直在仰望他。
Pray unceasingly means that you constantly look unto him.
依靠他。
Rely on him.
这是一个生活态度的问题。
This is a life attitude, a matter of life attitude.
这个叫做住在主里面。
This is also to be called to abide in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我们今天活在两个原则底下。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that nowadays we actually live in two principles?
一个是生命树的原则。
One is the principle of the tree of life.
一个是分别善恶知识树的原则。
The other is the principle of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil.
我们不知不觉，我们亚当的后代，我们多少时候是活在分别善恶树的原则底下。
Unwittingly, unconsciously, so many times we simply,as descendants of Adam live in the principle of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
知识根据我们认为的事情我们来活。
According to the knowledge we have toward the things that we make decisions and we live accordingly.
我们是靠自己靠知识。
By ourselves, by our knowledge.
但是生命树呢？
What about the tree of life?
神要我们活在一个依靠他的生活底下。
God wants us to live in a life in which we lean on him.
去支取他。
To draw upon him.
依靠神的生命。
To rely on him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要活在一个不住祷告的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we live in this situation in which we pray unceasingly.
第三点，
The third point.In everything, give thanks.
我相信这是一个对的人。
I believe he who has this attitude is the right person.
他完全相信神，把自己放在神的手里。
Because he believes in God completely and commits himself into the hands of God.
他说，凡临到他的事，都有神的美意。
Whatever befalls him,is the good pleasure from God.
不管人看为是好是坏，是顺境是逆境。
Regardless of human beings' viewpoint, whether this is good and evil or smooth or adverse situation,
他都能够在神面前感谢主的恩典。
He's able to thank God for his grace before him.
他知道主在他身上有主的意念都是宝贵的。
He knows that in him God has very precious notions on him.
都是超越的。
That these thoughts of God are transcendent.
而且他知道主是不受时间空间限制的那一位。
And also he knows that God is not being limited by space and time.
他知道主的意念非同我们的意念。
And he also knows God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
主的道路非同我们的道路。
The Lord's way is not our way.
天怎样高过地，照样主的道路高过我们的道路，主的意念高过我们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are the Lord's way higher than ours, so are his thoughts higher than ours.
这是一个对的人。
This is a right person.
是一个尊主为大的人。
This is a person who magnifies the Lord.
一个凡事谢恩的人是一个蒙福的人。
A man who gives thanks to God in all things is a blessed one.
而且是一个喜乐满足的人。
As always, he is one whose joy overflows.
而且是一个主的见证人。
And also, he is a witness of the Lord.
他不单是自己蒙福。
Not only is he himself blessed.
他还把祝福带给弟兄姊妹。带给弟兄姊妹。
Oh, so he's able to bring this blessing to others.
他可以供应生命。
He is able to supply life.
所以常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Therefore, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
这个三件事是紧紧啊相连的。
All these three are so intimately, closely connected.
它这个关系是超过我们一般所能够认识的。
And their relations between one another simply far exceeds what we can comprehend.
喜乐的大小
The size of your joy
乃是与祷告和谢恩的多少成正比
is in accordance with the measure of prayers and thanksgiving.
主的这些的话
All of these words of the Lord
是很基本的
are very fundamental.
是可以实行的
They could actually be practiced.
是可以活出来的
They can actually be lived out.
或者说是必须活出来的
To state it another way, that is, they must be lived out.
我实在看到在这最后的日子里面
I truly have sensed that in these last days,
不管你年幼还是我们年长
Regardless of your age, young and old.
不管你信主多年还是刚刚信主。
Regardless of the days you have in the Lord, recently saved or being in the Lord for a long time.
你没有其他的选择。
You have no other choice.
你或者与主同行。
Either you walk with the Lord.
你就是做一个常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。在主面前尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主的人
And be the one who rejoices always, prays without ceasing, and in everything gives thanks, and also love him, love the Lord, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
神的旨意在你身上成就
And be the one that God's will could be done in you.
神的见证在你身上
And be the one that God's testimony could be seen.
或者
Or
你就是一个非常痛苦
You live in misery.
非常失败
In such a failure
被掳被世界被魔鬼掳去的人
Being the one captivated by the devil by the world
我现在最后也发现没有中间路线
More and more I sense that there is no middle way
如果你脚踏两只船
If you're trying to sitting on fences and step with your feet on two boats
其实你是自己欺骗自己。
Actually, you're deceiving yourself.
因为魔鬼是把你掳去。
Because the devil has already taken you captive.
你活在痛苦，活在孤单，活在黑暗，活在被摧残的里面。
Anguish, loneliness, being destroyed. This is the situation that you now live in.
主给我们一条喜乐、满足、唱凯歌的路。
Lord, the Lord has given us this joyful, open, smooth way. Because His life is within us.
我们不是说自己的努力咬着牙说我要常常喜乐不喜乐牙出来喜乐我凡事谢恩我要不住的祷告你拼你的老命你也活不出来。
It's not by your efforts with all the means that you try to be joyful,And gritting your teeth, saying that I have to be joyful all the time. I have to pray unceasingly.
当你伏在主的权柄底下
But when you submit yourself to the
让基督做生命
power of God and the authority of God and let Christ be your life.
让他做主
When you let him be your Lord.
叫你说现在活着的不再是我
When you say that it's no longer I who live.
让基督在你里面活
But instead, let Christ live in you.
你不再活在自己的里面，不再活在环境的里面，不再活在你自己的重担里面。
So no longer will you live within yourself, within the circumstances, and within your own burdens.
你真是说，主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前， 在早晨在晚上我只有一个世界就是 你。
Now you truly say, Lord Jesus, I long in thy presence to live from morning to evening, my one world thou art.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
是一条蒙恩的路。
This is truly a blessed way.
这是唯一的路。
And this is the only way.
这是在末后艰难的日子我们可以喜乐的把见证带出来的路。
This is the only way in this difficult end times that we could actually bring out joy.
所以求主用着这些的话来激励我们。
May the Lord use these words to spur us.
叫我们走在这条正路上面。
So that we'll be able to walk in this right way.
叫我们走在一条喜乐的路上面。
To walk in this joyous way.
叫我们在教会里面成为弟兄姊妹的供应。
So that in the church we'll become brethren's provision.
叫我们自己活在主面前满有喜乐。
And also we ourselves live before his presence with joy.
把荣耀归给父神。
And to him be all the glory.
把恩典把祝福带给教会。
And you will be able to bring the blessings and grace to that church.
我们祷告。
Shall we now pray?
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
你的话是那样的明亮清楚。
Your word is so bright and clear.
你的话是那样的完全。
Your word is so complete.
你说那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Because you say that faithful is he, who calls you, and he will bring this to pass.
愿这位赐平安的神亲自使我们。
May the God of peace himself sanctify us completely.
让我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
May our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved.
在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们活在这样的恩典里。
Help us to live in such grace.
帮助我们活在喜乐，活在祷告的当中。
Help us to live in joy in prayers.
让你实在做我们的主。
So that you could truly be our Lord.
纪念我们每个人在你面前的光景。
Remember each one of us our individual situation.
叫我们更好地活在你的跟前。
So that we could live better in your presence.
把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
祝福你的话。
Bless your own word. Bless your testimony. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.